Black Talk Radio Network is made possible in part with help from the Black Talk Media Project, a North Carolina-based nonprofit engaged in the production and distribution of independent digital black media. Find out more by going to blacktalkradionetwork.com or blacktalkmediaproject.org and look for the menu tab, Crowdfunding Black Media. Black Talk Media Project, helping to provide you with new black media for the new millennium. Opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium. Tuned in to Black Talk Radio News. My name is Scotty Reed. I'm broadcasting from behind the enemy lines that I call USA Inc. It is a Thursday afternoon. Feels pretty good here in North Carolina. Of course, North Carolina, like many of the other states, are deeply involved in early voting. I just posted a story earlier today in btrcommunity.com about a certain area in North Carolina. I can't recall right at the moment, but one of the counties are adding 20 more early voting places, and I believe that's in an area that was impacted by Hurricane Matthew, so they expanded it by 20 different locations where people in those areas can go vote. So just 2 weeks away, and the United States of America Incorporated will choose its next CEO. I, like many others, believe that person has already been chosen. Okay, who you're really voting for is all the down ballot candidates, like your local politics, your state politics. I have seen how many elections, at least two different elections, where I feel like the selection was already made, and everything else is just to make that become a reality. So some of the things that we will be discussing today. Today is Thursday, by the way, so that means that Brother Kwabena is on. I don't believe he was with us last week, but I have spoken to him, and he does have something to share with us today. Brother Kwabena Rasuli, representing Clear the Airways Project. He'll be joining us in just a bit. We'll give him a call. But want to discuss with him some of the letters that were sent to McDonald's corporate headquarters, I believe, threatening boycotts over his sponsorship of the murder music targeting black communities by the killer radio stations and quote-unquote urban markets. So we definitely want to connect with him. I spoke to him earlier today, and he just said that he was really encouraged, really inspired by the young people who called into the program when we last were discussing the boycott for Killer Radio Day. And he was on, and we had some younger members of the Black Talk Radio listening audience call in from different parts of the country expressing their solidarity with his position and just acknowledging that music, the type of music, and more specifically the words in music, does have a negative impact on far too many people. Not everybody, but far too many people are impacted by that, and it just doesn't seem right for a certain segment of America to be pointing to areas like Chicago or any other area that has what they call high violence these sort of areas, high crime areas and what have you, where you want to use that as a club to beat the black community over the head with and say, you know, black lives don't matter to you. You don't do nothing about black on black crime, even though that's a lie, you know, and a myth. But when they bring these things up, they don't seem to think that there's anything wrong. Maybe they're not aware. Maybe they don't care. But how can we allow these corporations to sponsor this type of music and allow them to escape criticism? I mean, if we're going to blast the rappers, if we're going to blast the music industry, what about those who sponsor this murder music on the FCC licensed airways? So definitely we'll talk to Brother Kwabena about that. I posted a video on blacktalkradionetwork.com in a short article about the racist teacher on paid leave for telling sixth graders in Kansas that white people are superior because they make more money than non-white people. I definitely want to talk about that. I just wrote like a little, maybe 200 word or less essay to accompany the video of the parents speaking. So I definitely, before we get out of here, want to discuss that. We do have a full day of broadcasting for you here, or I should say a full evening of broadcasting for you here on Black Talk Radio Network on this October 27, 2016. Following my program, BTR News, thank you for joining us. We will be followed by episode, the Barbershop episode number 5 from Cobra. So stay tuned for that. That'll be followed by Tando Radio Show. And then rounding out the night at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time will be Blacks in Business Radio. And they do have a special guest planned for you tonight. So plenty of reasons to keep it locked, not just for the live programming, but the pre-recorded programming as well. Well, as I've heard other people state, that you will not find the issues facing people on the planet today discussed in the same way that they are discussed here. All right, so that's what's on tap for today. If you have any questions or comments, please don't hesitate. Again, we have a full evening of live broadcasting, and I'm the primary broadcast engineer, so don't want to wait till the last minute. We had a caller call in with a question in between programs, and let's not do that. Let's go ahead and get our questions in as soon as possible if we have any. When it comes towards the end of the program, we got a schedule that we have to keep, and, you know, just being courteous to the other programs that may be coming on. So get those calls in early. I, again, am not using Skype today. About to find another solution. I've already identified a solution, but I need to test it out further, where we'll have another 7-digit number that people can call. But until I get that worked out, we'll just go with the conference call line. That number is 641-715-3660. The participant code, 549032 pound. And of course, always hit *6 and 1 to enter yourself into the caller's queue. So let me go ahead and call up Brother Kwabena. This is part of the new system that I'm testing out, but I'm only going to use it for the guests today. But let's go ahead and get him on the line so that he can tell us about this movement that is happening.
Hey, good afternoon.
Greetings to you, Brother Kwabena. Welcome to Black Talk Radio News.
Thank you. How you feel today, man?
I'm doing the best I can under terroristic conditions and under this racist system. So that's how I'm doing, bro. Just like you, just trying to do whatever I can to counter this evil system.
Man, it's no joke. It's a struggle, and it's been going on for so long. Just saw that movie 2 days ago with a group out in Chicago. And you saw it already, right?
What movie are you speaking about?
My Birth of a Nation.
No, I have a policy of not going to the movies, Brother Quabin. I haven't been to a movie in over 25 years, but I have my ways of checking out these films.
All right, I got you. Yeah, Allah was powerful. One of the things that they showed in there, if you can hop right to it, was there was a, for those who hadn't seen it, this is one little piece, it's not going to spoil the whole movie for you, but there was a little white girl coming out of our plantation home with a little black girl on a leash.
Oh, this is in the movie.
Yeah. That's in the movie.
Okay.
And you know, and when we listen to our music today, there are songs that say, I will have your H-O on a leash. Played constantly. and radio stations that target our children constantly all day. The song Key to the Streets by YFN, and the N stands for a word that they used a lot in that movie too, which is dehumanizing. That's what the rapper named himself. The song is called Key to the Streets, and he raps about three times about how he's going to have your hoe on a leash.
Wow, and I'm reminded of the infamous picture of a publicity stunt that, what's his name? Is it Snoop Lion, or did he go back to Snoop Dogg, where he had the two black women on a leash?
That was briefly Snoop Lion, but I haven't heard him refer to himself as that anymore in a long time. So, yeah, that's him. That's him and the 50 Cent, same thing. You know, just crazy, man. Just disrespecting our women, disrespecting ourselves, and you know, we just gotta make some changes.
Well, again, for those just joining us, we are speaking to Brother Quabena Rasuli of Clear the Airways Project. And bro, I have linked to the letter that you sent me by email, and I uploaded it to our online account to where people can actually click on that link and read that letter. But before we get into that, because I would like you to read the letter if possible. If not, I can read it. If you're not, don't have access to a computer right now or have the letter on hand. But give us an update on the Turn Off the Killer Radio campaign that was going on. Did you hear anything in the following days since that was launched?
Mainly just from the people who have been participating and those who are interested in moving it further. That's who we've heard from. We don't expect actually we may hear from the sponsors or the radio stations, but the only thing we want from them is to turn it off. We want them to stop it. We want them to stop buying commercials on radio stations that tell our children that they should be strippers, drug addicts, alcoholics, materialists, and they should just kill each other. We want that off. And so that's pretty much the only thing they can do for us, is just let us know and give us a message that, okay, we did pull our commercials, so back off. Okay, well, we'll back off for a minute. You know, that's all we want. That's what we want. It's the main thing we want. We want that crap off these stations. And so we had press conferences in Detroit, Michigan, in Atlanta, Georgia. We had a demonstration there at a local McDonald's on the West End, here in Gary, Indiana, and also in Chicago. We had a press conference in New York City, and we're hoping to expand the cities where the direct action is taking place. But what we're really hoping for too is that the people take that letter and do with that letter and send that letter to McDonald's CEO. And as you saw, also I shared with you the FCC letter that goes to the chairperson of the FCC. So those are the things that we're hot on as we move forward with our goal to get this vile, vulgar, and violent music off these killer radio stations that specifically target our children before the year's out. And that's too long.
I would certainly agree with that. Do you have the letter handy, that where you could share that with our listeners for those who are not able to check it out right now online? If you don't have it, I have it up.
Y'all have it. Let's tag team it. You can read the first two paragraphs and I'll finish it up. That's fine.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. I'll read the first two then. Okay. It's the Clear the Airways Pledge, where it's directed towards Steve Easterbrook, who's the president and CEO of McDonald's Corporation. Mr. Easterbrook, in understanding that there is a direct correlation between the senseless, murderous violence prevalent in the streets of the nation's black communities and the senseless, murderous music lyrics that dominate the airwaves on black music radio, a coalition of black organizations and community leaders are calling on all African-American communities to turn off killer radio stations and to withdraw consumer support from the primary sponsor of these stations. Our concern is that the music goes well beyond simply glamorizing violence and moves directly to calling for murder, gang rape, and the degradation of black women. This lyric is one of many. Try me. I'ma get his whole mother effing family. I hate N-I-G-G-A-S. I'm a Nazi. I wear black all the time. Or this gang rape lyric. Give that wholesome ex, which is the drug ecstasy, she gonna want to sex every end in the set. So basically, we're going to drug her. Oh, I'm sorry, we'll finish the letter.
The lyrics encourage illegal and immoral behavior while literally teaching values that are anti-black, anti-woman, and anti-life itself. There is also a concern that there appears to be a connection between the companies that make prisons and those that make music, since the radio stations and their sponsors refuse to make any adjustments to format and music selection. Black community leaders are calling on all people of integrity to take on the full responsibility to clear the airways. Too much black music is being censored out by music programmers who place an undue emphasis on killer lyrics and the degradation of black women. The minds of an entire generation are being corrupted by music and video images that target black youth in particular for the consumption of vile and vicious sentiments. You want to wrap it up?
We will not allow radio stations to broadcast music that promotes destructive behavior to our community and children. We will not support corporations like McDonald's and numerous others who then profit from our criminalization through the drug war, violence, the prison-for-profit industry, and mass incarceration. Since your corporation and the black music radio stations refused to join the national movement to eliminate violence and murder in the black communities by your refusing to make adjustments to your music format and advertising policies, as a person of integrity, in support of the Clear the Airways Project, I pledge to turn off these killer radio stations and to not purchase any McDonald's products ever again. And so that's the letter.
Yes, go ahead.
So that's the letter. And there's another letter, and we're asking people to take that letter and to sign it and to send it. We have the address on the letter, and we're sending them. We're helping. People are sending them all over the country, in cities all around the country, to McDonald's. And hopefully they'll get them and realize what they're doing wrong and make that change. And here's the thing, too, Scotty. When you look at... we talk about here, join the people who are concerned about the killings that are going on in the black community and the violence. I mean, we're even talking about the police. We're talking about church groups. We're talking about a bunch of organizations who are at least giving lip service to the fact that we're trying to have these programs, we're trying to do things to stop the shooting. But out of all these groups, community groups, activists, organizations who are trying to do something about this, some of the only groups who are not, who are supporting it, are these killer radio stations and their sponsors. I mean, we went directly to the leaders of iHeart Radio in Chicago and asked them at a meeting last March four times to please stop playing music that encourages violence and disrespect. And four times they refused. We've been to McDonald's, even a black-owned McDonald's operators association, and asked them to please go to your corporation and tell them to stop supporting this, stop financing this audio assault, this toxic propaganda with this death music on the community. And when we say death music, you heard us talk about it all the time. Songs on these radio stations to talk about shooting him in his back like Ricky from the movie Boys in the Hood, who was running and got shot in the back and died. Like Chopper decapitate him, blow his face off. Like the aforementioned, let it end, try me, I'm going to get his whole MF and family. Like the song from Bobby Smurda where he talk about, I'm going to run up on the end squeezing. You know, like Meek Mill on the song, he talks about Amen. Amen is the name of the song. We talk, I'm fitting to kill ends in the building. Amen. And then comes the McDonald's commercial. No, it's time to stop it. You would not, if they took that N-bomb out of there and put Jew or any other race, any other, if they put dog on there, there would be an outcry. We wouldn't even be talking. We and I would be talking about something else right now, Scotty. We wouldn't even be talking right now because we wouldn't have to, because they would not do it. They would not disrespect any other group like that, and they're going to stop disrespecting us too.
Well, the power is in our hands. I mean, just like in the abolitionist movement, last night on New Abolitionist Radio, we had a guest on from Incarcerated Workers Organizing Committee, and they were talking about the website Boycott, not boycott, but boycott.com, and it lists all the different corporations that are utilizing prison slave labor. And so it's on us. It's on us, the people. If we want to see a change in society, it does not seem likely that that's going to come from a politician, because I have yet to hear any politicians. Now, I could be wrong and I just not have heard them, but the ones who get mainstream play, who get national news attention and what have you, at no time has Donald Trump is not talking about the murder music on the airwaves in Chicago. He talking about law and order and cleaning up the crime in these communities, but he is not chiding or chastising McDonald's for sponsoring murder music. He is not telling iHeartRadio to be more responsible in their broadcasting on public radio stations. So we can't be looking to politicians to save us, even though we should be putting pressure on them and putting them on the spot at these town hall meetings. And well, what about the killer radio though? You want to talk about black on black crime? What about the killer radio though? What about McDonald's? What about Walmart's promoting this kind of behavior that you see as being so incorrect? And we agree that violence in this context is incorrect behavior because it's leading to self-destruction. So, I mean, we're not hearing any of that. So it's on us, Brother Quabner, as the consumers. Do you really care? Or are you going to keep on supporting these organizations that are producing or sponsoring murder music?
And you said, brother, it's like, but see, even when you have it like in Jacksonville, Florida, with the Do Better Now, they got the, I think it was almost a dozen, right around a dozen Walmarts to pull their commercials from iHeart a couple years ago.
That's good.
From Clear Channel because of that. But that's why this has to be nationwide. For us to do this, that's what it is right now. That's why we're so thankful to you, brother, for doing what you do to make sure that this word gets out nationwide. Because I just think about last week when we had the callers call in from Ohio, North Carolina, Kansas City, and young Africans too, who are all fed up, and so many people are fed up with poison, man. So many people are fed up. And again, that was just good to hear younger brothers and sisters who say, like, you know, I can't play this around my children. Our comrade Bob Law, he was on the station in Philly. And a young 20-some-year-old sister there, you know, she's, I can't do it anymore. And I got my little nieces and nephews in the car with me. I can't play this stuff. Mm-hmm. We have to, like you said earlier, we have to come together and put a stop to it. And so, hey, bro, that's part of the plan. That's part of the action. And the goal, again, is to get it off before the year's out, so we'll have that call out for those warriors.
And it's time out for elders. The phoniness, too, in the community. It's just time out for these respectable Negroes who like to look down on the poorer sister and brothers who are in less than desirable conditions in these concentration camps that's being targeted. But they want to give the pound cake speeches and that type of stuff. But they ain't got a problem, again, with these corporations profiting off of all of this. And so I was listening to The Lotus Place last week, Brother Quabner. That's a radio program that comes on Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock p.m. Not last night, but the week prior. They played Michelle Obama's speech, and I engineer most of the radio programs on this network. So, of course, I'm hearing it for the first time. And I had to with their, you know, blessing, I had to chime in and blast Michelle Obama and say I'm very disappointed in her speech. All these people applauding her speech against Donald Trump's and his sexual behavior and standing up for women and whatnot. But like I said, everything that Donald Trump has said is said every day over the airways pertaining to our sisters. So I just want to take a couple of minutes to just play some of her speech. And I'm going to do this again because I think it is a powerful mental exercise, as I did this last week and a listener told me that it was a powerful exercise. Just listen to Michelle Obama and replace, just forget about Donald Trump. She's not talking about Donald Trump here, okay? Let's pretend that she's talking about killer radio stations in the corporations that support that music. So let me go ahead and pull this up. It's probably going to play an ad.
So you're saying that, and as we listen, just listen as if when she's not talking about Trump, we just think about it as talking about this ratchet music that we've been dealing with.
Yes. Just replace Trump with ratchet radio, with iHeart Radio, with Clear Channel, with any of these. Okay, here it is.
Happening. And to come out here and do my normal campaign speech, it would be dishonest and disingenuous to me to just move on to the next thing like this was all just a bad dream. This is not something that we can ignore. It's not something we can just sweep under the rug as just another disturbing footnote in a sad election season. Because this was not just a lewd conversation. This wasn't just locker room banter. This was a powerful individual speaking freely and openly about sexually predatory behavior and actually bragging about kissing and groping women, using language so obscene that many of us were worried about our children hearing it when we turn on the TV. And to make matters...
And I'm going to stop it right there because that is a very long clip. It was like a 20, 30 minute speech. But that's all you need to hear right there. You need to hear any more, Brother Quabner?
No, I did exactly what you said. I'm appalled. I mean, because, you know, you also once said that Beyonce is a good role model for your daughters.
So where was this speech from Michelle Obama? I mean, it's like, here you are with what, a couple of months left, 2 months maybe. I think they had to be out the White House by January the 20th, and that's when the next CEO will move his or her family in. And so just think, man, if she had been on board with Clear the Airways Project, with what's the other group's name? Ratchet Radio, Ratchet. If she was
Rage Against the Ratchet.
Yeah, thank you. Now, just think if she had been an advocate for this very issue that y'all been working on, and she'd been an advocate for 8 years, giving these type of speeches from time to time, talking about how disrespectful it is for these comments to be made on the airways every day. This is more than just locker room talk we're hearing on these killer radio stations. This is celebrating the rape culture, promoting the rape culture, promoting sexual assaults, just all of that. So if you're listening right now, you have not heard her entire speech, just Google Michelle Obama's speech on Trump, it was widely lauded as one of the greatest speeches a first lady has ever gave. And when I heard it for the first time, everything that she was saying, Brother Kwabena has said about these killer radio stations. So go look that up.
That's correct. Yeah, I'm going to look it up too, man, and share it, because I didn't get a chance. That was my first time hearing the speech. I heard of it. But, man, appreciate you, bro, for getting that out there. And it's like, I mean, we're talking about our children. This is a guy who was saying this stuff, and the adults hear it. But we're talking about people who purposely focus on our children. And she was just saying if they hear it on their radio, this other stuff, they are hearing it on the radio. Not if they hear it, they are hearing it on their radio.
Yeah, she was saying, I particularly paid attention to that line, and I mean, it's a 20-minute speech, but the whole thing, she could be, maybe somebody should take her speech and then dub over where she mentions Trump by name and say iHeartRadio or Clear Channel when she says his name.
Yeah, man, that's another weapon that we have to look at this fight that we have to deal with against these people, against doing to our children. So also along with that too, I was just thinking, because we talked about other groups, we mentioned Rage Against the Rats, What Our Rhymes, and again, hopefully I will be able to get Candace on here with you one day too. But and this is a sister who was dealing with girls who have been used as female prostitutes. And she's based in Orlando, Florida. She has a house where she houses them and other victims, child victims of abuse. And in her interviewing of the girls and speaking with them, the main culprit is this music. It puts it in their head that it's okay to be abused. It's okay to, you know, use your body like this at a young age for our children. These are children she's dealing with. So that's why she's working with this whole campaign on this. They have a 7-9 campaign where they're saying, they're asking or demanding that the FCC sanction these organizations where they won't play this indecent and profane content between the hours of 7-9 on the radio. Even though their laws say 6-10, but we're still rolling with them 7-9. Stop playing it during that time. That's the campaign she's working on. And we have a letter that's already ready to go. The letter that we're talking about right now to go to McDonald's, and that's not a letter that's online like this one is to the FCC. The one to the FCC, you just click the Now Protest Clear the Airways app that's out there, and you click the write-in from your mobile device. It only works from your mobile device. Click write-in. It will populate your email, and it will address it automatically to Tom Wheeler, who is the chairperson of the FCC, and it is demanding that they follow their own rules and sanction these radio stations, these killer radio stations that are playing this death music, this indecent, profane, and obscene music to our children. It's an email. It's perfect. And, bro, like I said last week, we have very few people who have done it already. And it's just a click. As long as I've been talking about it right now, you'd have had two or three. You could have done it two or three times. So we need people to look at that again. We'll be putting it out there again because, again, this battle is just for the minds and hearts of our children.
That's so correct. And I was just sitting here thinking about how there's so much energy and so many resources and so many people volunteering to make phone calls for either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton to persuade people to vote a certain way for their candidate. What if we had that kind of energy again in this type of campaign? Wow. It would be off before the elections. It will be off. If we got a million people who really care about these issues to do what you just said, it would be the FCC, Congress would probably be holding hearings on it now.
Yeah, and the tool is so easy to use. Some people don't want to, I mean, we know people who don't want to get out there in the streets. We wish they would and demonstrate with us in front of the stations or the McDonald's, but you don't have to. That's a way you can help there. Like Bunchy Carter said, do something. Even if you had to just spit, do something. Do something to protect our children. They can't fend for themselves. Well, you know, and on that letter, bro, that we had out to that the people are sending to McDonald's, it talks about censorship. A lot of times people will say about First Amendment rights and censorship, and we know that the First Amendment is not protected when it comes to our children, and playing this indecent, profane lyrics and stuff like that, it can be dangerous. So it's not protected on that sense. So how they are, the radio stations are already censoring. And Brother Bob Law points this out too. They're not playing a lot of the conscious hip hop that's been released, that's beautiful music, that's entertaining music. Pick up the masses. They're not playing that. They're not playing the R&B. There's plenty of good R&B music out there. That's also quality. That also sounds great. And when our children get a hold of it, they love it. They love it. So they're the ones who are doing the censoring. You know, so we ain't trying to hear all this censoring stuff. They're censoring good music. That's now, what we're trying to censor is dangerous, violent music that we put in direct correlation to the almost 12 people per day who are getting shot just in Chicago. We're not talking about Memphis or Baltimore or New Orleans or Atlanta or Los Angeles. We are, but this is El Gary. But this is just in Chicago. We got almost 12 people every day getting shot, and 11.75 of them, Scotty, look like you and I.
Right.
And they continue to play this fight. I just can't believe it. Am I dreaming? It's almost like what Michelle said a little while ago. Is this for real? You know, are we serious? Come on, black people. Come on, y'all. We got to put a stop to this. I know we got issues and problems, man, but this is all, it's all connected. It's all connected.
I would certainly agree with that. Well, as we get ready to get out of here, because we're only doing an hour on Thursdays, because there's a new program that comes on at the five-hour slot. So before you leave us, please, again, give out that contact information and that call to action.
Yes, you know, you shared and we'll share it again. Everywhere we go, and other people who are working in our National Black Leadership Alliance and other organizations, and others are sharing this letter, and we're sending these letters off to the to McDonald's Corporation to let them know that we're going to stop patronizing their businesses because they don't give a damn about us and the violence that's being pushed on our children through their minds by these killer radio stations and their death music. So that's one of the initiatives that we have going out. The other one, and I'm going to put it back up on the page again, Clear the Airwaves Project. But the other one is to go to the page, click the Now Protest link, and send that letter to the chairperson of the FCC. We need you to do that. Those are two of the things that we had laid out in our four things that we put out at the beginning of the year in order to get this crap off the air. The other two were to listen to the music your children are listening to. Scotty, a good friend of mine, Manny, we were talking. He has teenage daughters, and he's in the car playing the music, and you know, they try to play their music. And he says, "No, it's too disrespectful." Because they put their headphones on, and he plays his own music. And I was like, "Bro, you got to listen to what they listen to on their headphones. You have to check that out. They listen. There's all kind of crazy stuff out there. So listen to what your children are listening to on their headphones, and especially if it's stuff on the radio that's inappropriate. Call them stations. File complaints with them stations. These are our children. They can't protect themselves. We have to protect them. And like Biko said, the greatest weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the mind of the oppressed. And they know exactly what they're doing, and so many of us know what we're doing. But we have to take some time and energy to deal with it. So Clear the Airwaves Project on Facebook, or email us at clearairwaves@gmail.com, and that's airwaves as in ocean waves, clearairwaves@gmail.com. If you want to get involved, we need you to get involved. We need warriors in this fight. Work with organizations like Rage Against the Ratchet, Do Better Now, What Are Rhymes. Work with CMOTAP, which is the Committee to Eliminate Media Offensive to African People. We need warriors, and we welcome your help.
Well,
our children need it.
They most certainly do. And definitely we're with you every step of the way. And anytime anything urgent needs to get out there to the people, bro, you don't have to wait till every other Thursday. Just reach out to me and we'll get it out as soon as possible, because sometimes this stuff is time sensitive, especially in
Scotty,
go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, you that brother, man. We appreciate you, man. This work that you're doing on this platform, bro, is so beautiful. It's so necessary, man. And so people always talk about alternatives. We need alternative. We tell them the alternative is here. The alternative is out there. So, bro, we appreciate you for allowing us the platform to share this most important issue with the people, with the community, with the world, man, because this is wrong what they're doing to us. It is absolutely wrong.
Yes, sir. All right, Brother Kwabena, we'll be in touch, and you stay safe behind these enemy lines.
All right, you too, Brother Scotty. One love.
One love. All right, that was Brother Kwabena Rasuli of Clear the Airways Project. Just Google Clear the Airways Project. You'll be able to find out the different internet properties that they publish to. And I am way overdue for a station identification break. But when I come back from the other side of this break, I just want to share my thoughts on what this racist teacher in Kansas, who is on paid leave, and we don't know his identity yet. I checked hours before the program. The story's about a few days old, but they still have not identified this person by name. It is a white male, and he is racist based off of what he said. And so I just want to share what my thoughts on that, about him telling sixth graders in Kansas that white people are superior because they make more money than non-white people. And so we know that pay discrimination is real. I actually filed the EEOC complaint, Equal Opportunity Commission, EOC complaint, because of that. And I've talked about when I worked in a dye lab as a supervisor and how I was vastly underpaid than a white woman. And then I got a rude awakening that, hey, you can't use white women as examples of racism and pay because they are, quote unquote, minorities. They have minority status, even though it's more of them than any group on in this country. They still have minority status due to the sexism of white males. So even though I'm not the one that's oppressing them, I mean, it's just really, really just garbage, the things we go through. But we know that pay discrimination happens. But how does that make you superior? How is that white woman who was being paid about $5,000 more a year than me, even though she didn't have my experience, my expertise, my background, my education level, she was just a high school graduate, how was she getting paid that much more than me? Does that make her superior? I think not. But even non-white people get confused in this system, and they confuse artificial advantages based on skin color as evidence that those people are superior. See, that's just crazy talk. It does not make any logical sense to me. It may make logical sense to those people. No, what we're confusing is an artificial position of advantage that has been created, and confusing that with intellectual, physical, any kind of other superiority. See, superior people don't need to cheat. Superior people don't need to lie. Superior people don't need to have things handed to them. They don't need a rigged system. They get ahead by their superiority in their skills, in their knowledge, in their intellect. So just because a racist system, a system based on racism, discriminates against non-white people, that don't make white people superior. That means they are in a superior position. It's a difference there. It's a difference there. Sometimes I hear some people talk and I'm like, man, you're on the level of a third grader. That makes absolutely no sense whatsoever. So just because a person gets an advantage by cheating, by immoral means, that does not make that person superior. In fact, it makes them morally inferior. So let's not confuse people's personal wealth, how much money they're making, because this racist fool thinks because he's making more money, white males make more money on average than everybody else, he thinks that makes white people superior. It don't. It don't make you superior. It makes you white. That's all it makes you, white in a racist system. You yourself individually did not earn, did not deserve. You did not work. You didn't have to do anything but be white. So how does that make them superior? See, we have to start understanding the definition of words and stop using words that aren't being used commonly and then twisting the words around to fit whatever we want it to fit, because that leads to confusion. And any black person, non-white person that actually believes in that white people are intellectually, physically superior to black people, then I'm not trying to hear from that person, because that person has already been defeated. They are no use to overthrowing the system. They've already been defeated. What's the damn point? White people are superior. I'm just going to accept my inferior position. What's the point? Just leave it at that. No sense of talking all day about it or not. You believe white people are superior. Okay. All right. So you keep believing that, but we're not going to let you infect the rest of us with that mindset. Because if we all keep that kind of mindset, we'll never overcome this system. We'll never overthrow it. So anyway, I'm going to play the clip when we come back of the parents of these sixth graders talking about what this man said to these sixth graders. And who says that kind of stuff to sixth graders? Sounds like a person with an inferiority complex. Why do I need to prove to children that I'm superior than them? Something made him say that, other than just being a racist bastard. So we'll talk about that on the other side. We got about 10 minutes left in the broadcast. You're listening to Black Talk Radio News, part of the Black Talk Radio Network, providing you with new black media for the new millennium.
The Black Talk Media Project funds the use of new media technology in efforts to restore independent black voices to the myriad of issues affecting Afro-descendant people all over the planet. If media can control the minds of the masses, as Malcolm X once said, then you must ask yourself, who is in control of the media targeting the masses of black people today? Help bring back independence, self-determination, and respect for black culture in the production of global media by joining the effort to crowdfund new black media for the new millennium. Visit blacktalkmediaproject.org for more information on how you can invest in public black radio for the masses.
All right, welcome back to Black Talk Radio News. Again, my name is Scotty Reed, and I want to play this video I came across, and I posted it to blacktalkradionetwork.com in the blog section. Soon as it finishes loading up, I will go ahead and play that. But there's this teacher, unidentified white male middle school social studies teacher in Kansas, who's been suspended with pay after he is alleged to have told students in his class that white people are superior because of systemic discrimination related to pay, that other groups had more earning potential than blacks did. So that means that a person is superior because they make more money. I mean, how? Wait, man, please. This is the clip from one of the local
when
stations.
Monique Richardson's son returned home from school recently, he told her about comments made by his social studies teacher. Comments she and her son found disturbing.
That whites are more superior than blacks, and because of the color of our skin, we'll never make the amount of money that other races make.
Despite many parents telling 41 Action News the name of the teacher, tonight we are withholding the name pending confirmation from the school district. Days after the sixth grade students heard the comments in class, they continue to bother Richardson.
trying to teach our children that another race is more superior is basically you're telling our children that they should just give up.
Several parents approached the school to complain. This father we spoke to in the parking lot said his two children said they felt like they were targeted in his class because of their skin color.
You don't need to say something or shut up, those kind of things. He make the kids feel like they was not treated fairly.
Upon hearing of the teacher's suspension, Chitama Chitama says his children told their dad they knew something like this would happen.
My son was like, Dad, I told you. I keep telling you about this guy.
For now, that teacher is suspended with pay, but parents like Monique Richardson hope the district ultimately fires the teacher for the comments.
They shouldn't feel uncomfortable and feel like they have to walk on eggshells because of what a teacher feels about them or thinks about them.
Again, Lawrence Public Schools is not releasing the name of that teacher. Right now, it's unknown when or if that teacher will return here to South Middle School. Live in Lawrence, Tom Dempsey, 41 Action News.
So that's from Lawrence, Kansas, and she is exactly right. You're telling children to give up when you teach them that white people are superior. Again, they are not superior based off their own talents or merit. Just because they have a historical advantage that came by way of weapons to gain an upper hand and then set up a racist system based on slavery or a slave system based on racism is really what it is, because the racism came after the slave codes. That was the introduction of language, racist language in the codified law. Was in the 1600s in Virginia colony and then spread to the other colonies. So if you teach black children that, if you tell black people that, you might well just give up, man. Why would I, if I can't beat them, I might as well join them. And a lot of people do take that attitude and they become proxy racists. So we have to be careful in how we describe the enemy and how we describe these things. This racist fool thinks that he's superior because he is part, because he's a white male, and typically they make more money in a racist system. But I still fail to see how that makes him superior. That just make you a welfare recipient. That's what that make you. You did not earn anything you got. You didn't get it by your merit. It was handed to you. Just like this system is handed down from generation to generation. You didn't do anything to set it up. You just took advantage of it. Doesn't make you superior. I mean, think about that. I've had many a jobs where I saw people who were employees and they knew more than the person quote unquote in charge. People would go to them and ask them questions and not the supervisor, because they knew that supervisor was an idiot and didn't know anything about the job, and that he only got that position because he knew somebody in management. So how does that could be anybody. Let's take skin color out of it. How would you say that person is superior? I would not. Again, just because they have superior positions in a crooked, artificially created system does not make them as individuals better than you, smarter than you, stronger than you. The reason that I primarily ascribe to the reason that they stay on top is because non-white people don't want to sink to their level and be just as vicious, be just as brutal. Some of them were. And they got free, too. That's the Haitian Revolution. They was brutalizing the enemy, man. They wasn't playing. But you look in the areas where we are where we have a sizable population, but we remain to be dominated. Well, that's because we ain't willing to get rid of this system by any means necessary, like Malcolm X talked about. So, I mean, we could talk about this all day, but I don't have the time. As we are running out of time for this program, again, coming up at 5 o'clock p.m. will be Cobra, the Barbershop, episode number 5. At 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, Tando Radio Show. And at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time, Blacks in Business Radio. That is the programming that's coming up here on the station. So you can go find this video, interested to hear any comments. Perhaps I can pick up on this tomorrow after we speak with our abolitionist comrade from the abolitionist movement, Max Partis, who will be joining us on BTR News tomorrow. That's Friday, so that'll be October the 28th. So, yeah, we can pick back up on this because I think that this is a subject that needs more time. I need more time to talk about it, to make myself clear, because I do not believe in the superiority of white people. I don't believe that, and I feel like a lot of non-white people do believe in their superiority and that they are taking things out of context and their analysis is flawed. Again, I can take you, you come visit me, and I can take you to a trailer park where it's roach infested, probably rat infested too, even though we don't get a lot of rats out here because of the snakes and what have you, the black snakes. But I can take you to where a bunch of white people is on EBT, living in trailers, renting, trashy looking neighborhood, trailer park, you know, neighborhood, whatever their community is. And then I can take you to another area in the same town of black homeowners. And so you gonna tell me that them welfare, and again, I don't mean to demonize or sound like I'm demonizing people on welfare. If you need help, you need help, and it ought to be provided to you. But it'd be hard for me to look at those people in that condition and look at them as being more superior or superior to the black people that own their own homes, own land in this town, and have retired and getting their pensions. And so, I mean, we look at those two, their existence side by side, one will be able to, one might say that they are, the black people in this town is in a superior position than those white people that's on you know, welfare and living in roach infested trailer parks. So just trying to do my best to add to the conversation, because I just don't accept that, and I don't see how anybody can unless they got that docile chip or something. I don't know, low self-esteem, something, I don't know. Anyway, I will be back on air tomorrow, as I stated, at 4 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Max Partis will be our special guest, and you definitely don't want to miss that, as we'll be talking about 21st century slavery and human trafficking and a recent experience he had at a conference. And I'm sure that he walked away and converted some new abolitionists. So recognize the fact that you do live behind the enemy lines of USA Inc., where slavery is being practiced. People are being made victims every day, ripped from their families. Post-1865 slavery is no different than pre-1865 slavery. So we don't want you to be a slave. So we want you to take certain precautions when you're out there on that battlefield and be aware. Practice defensive living. Don't be paranoid. Don't be scared. Just be prepared, as they say on Tando. All right. So until tomorrow, peace and blessings to all y'all. Be safe.